There are so many tools and recommendations out there for what is actually going to help you run your business smoothly and efficiently day to day. This information is overwhelming. And how do you even choose what you need and what you don't, what you should pay for, and where you can get away with using something for free? I know when I was first starting out, I had no idea what to choose and what was even out there. So if you have ever asked any of these questions, then you're in the right place. Today, I'm going to walk you through the exact tools that I use to run my business from day to day, why I chose them and how I use them. And then you can decide for yourself if any of these are right for you. If you don't know me, my name is Kayla Droog, and I support service-based business owners with creating systems that actually work for their business and their brains. So, what tools do I actually use on a daily basis? Let's get into it. So, first of all, I don't believe in gatekeeping, so I'm going to be giving you the honest truth about what I use and how effective it is in helping me. I also don't believe in overwhelm, so I'm going to try to keep it simple and short. And I definitely don't believe in pressure. I am not advocating that these are the exact tools that you and your business needs. I am just going to tell you what I use and how I use them and what I think. So, the first tool that I use every day is my CRM platform, my client relations management platform. And the one that I use is called 17 Hats. So I use this platform for sending contracts, invoices, quotes, keeping track of all my clients and their information. I also do all of my appointment scheduling through this platform. It has a separate calendar and scheduler, so I can just send somebody a link and they can book an appointment on my calendar. All of my email templates live in this platform, so I also use this for automation, sending out reminder emails to people for an appointment, or sending out a follow-up email if they don't pay an invoice on time. And I can also set up a full automation sequence if there's something that I want to send people after they are onboarding as a new client, if there's welcome packages or other emails and things that I want to send them. So this platform has so many capabilities. It can even connect to my Zoom account. So when someone books an appointment with me, it creates a new Zoom meeting in my account and creates a unique link for them. There are so many capabilities of this platform, and I could do multiple videos just on that. And I have in the past and will keep doing that in the future. So one of the things that I get asked is there a particular reason why I picked 17 Hats and not other platforms like Dubsado or HoneyBook? And yes and no. So 17 Hats was the first CRM platform that I ever used. I used it with multiple clients. When I first started out in my business, it was just the platform they happened to be using. So in order to work with them, I had to learn how to use it. And when it came time to choosing my own, I was very used to the platform. I knew how it worked. So it was just a natural progression for that to be the platform I would use for my own business. However, by that point, I had also worked with clients using Dubsado and using HoneyBook. So I had this connection to 17 Hats already, but I had experience with those other platforms. And in my opinion, 17 Hats has the most capabilities while still being user-friendly. There were some things that I was particularly looking for that the other platforms either didn't have or didn't do as well. So at this point, I'm so familiar with all three platforms that I could have picked any of them, but I went with 17 Hats. A second key system is my email marketing platform. I specifically use Mailer Lite, and there's a number of things that I love about this platform. First of all, I find it fairly user-friendly. There is a free version of the account where you get so many features. I have tried so many email marketing platforms. I have clients who use ConvertKit and Flowdesk and MailChimp, and there's other platforms that I'm forgetting, but I have found that Mailer Lite has more features on the free account than any of these other platforms. You can do so many automations for things like nurture sequences or the welcome sequence that goes out when someone signs up for your freebie, or having a contact form on your website and then an automated email that goes out to that person. There are so many things that you can do just with the free version, and it stays free up until 1,000 subscribers. So one of the detractors, I guess, of Mailer Lite is that it may not necessarily have as many features to make things look pretty as a platform like Flowdesk would, but it gets the job done, gets you so many options at just the free level if you're not at a point where you're ready to upgrade yet, and lets you send out some really nice functional newsletters and things like that to your audience. In terms of creation in my business, so content creation, copywriting, things like that, there are two main platforms that I use. I use Canva for all of my visuals and graphics and things like that, and I use ChatGPT not to completely write things for me, but to help me organize and refine my ideas. So I might ask ChatGPT to help me come up with a list of Instagram post ideas on a particular topic, or I might ask it to write me an outline for a YouTube video like this one based on a topic that I've already come up with. I just find that sometimes this helps me get those thoughts out into the world faster, helps me organize my ideas, and sometimes even helps me spin things in a way that I might not have thought of on my own. For my website, I use Wix, and it's the same as 17 Hats. Wix was the platform that I heard about first. I had used some other platforms in the past, like Weebly, and found them a little bit clunky, and I was looking for something user-friendly and functional, and a business owner friend of mine at the time was using Wix and highly recommended it, so that's what I used, and you know what? It's pretty good. I've also built several websites using Squarespace, and I find that Squarespace and Wix are fairly comparable in their functionality and their ease of use for beginners, and they each have their own pros and cons. I have also worked on some websites in WordPress. I do not recommend WordPress for beginners. I find that it has a little bit more of a learning curve, and it's just not my preference. My domain name and my business email, I also run through Wix. You can do the same thing with Squarespace. So I like that they have that central location for all of those things, and they make it very easy. And then the final key piece of my day-to-day operations of my business is my project and task management. Now, I will be honest with you. This part is not as streamlined as it could be, and that's because my brain likes to use different tools at different times to stay engaged. So I will use one platform consistently for a certain period of time, and then I have to switch to something else. That's just the way my unique brain works. So let me tell you a little bit about what I do. So in 17 Hats, my CRM platform, you have the ability to create to-do lists, and you can also attach to-do items to individual clients or projects. So I use this primarily to track my recurring tasks for specific clients. If I do the same task for one client once a week, then I will set it up as a recurring task in there so that I don't have to think about it. I just come in and look at what my tasks are for the day and go, oh, it's Wednesday. That means I'm doing this thing for this client. Or I do have some tasks that recur daily or multiple times a week. So that typically is where I tend to track those sorts of things. I will use ClickUp for some of my own personal back-end projects for my business, not client work, but tasks and things that are on the back end of my business. And ClickUp is the platform that I use when I'm delegating things to team members. I use Trello for organizing my content ideas, my YouTube video ideas and schedule, my Instagram posts and schedule. Being able to drag things around between the different columns just works for my brain. Sometimes when I have a bigger project that I'm working on in my business, I will use a Google spreadsheet or a Google Doc to organize the individual tasks. I have a few clients who use Asana in their own businesses to keep track of all their projects and tasks, so I use that with those clients. So could I consolidate and keep all of these things in one place, except for using Asana and my clients' businesses? I could. But these different types of tasks happening in different places works for my brain for now. And that's okay. Sometimes I still keep things on sticky notes while I'm working on them in the moment. Sometimes I write a task list for a client on paper in a notebook where I keep my meeting notes. And that's okay too. The important thing, in my opinion, is to figure out a way that works for your brain and how you like to organize information, something that makes sense and something that you can stick with. So sometimes I have weeks where I don't check my 17 Hats recurring tasks as often as I should, but I know it's there and I know it's remembering things for me. And when I'm back into the mindset of checking in with that, it will still be there to help me. And sometimes I get behind on the social media schedule I've set up in Trello, but I know all those ideas are there and they're safe and they're waiting for me. The key idea to me is finding a place that supports you with completing your tasks and moving forward towards your goals, not something that's going to feel like just another chore in your business, and not something that is just going to be a place to brain dump and never come back to. Because we've all bought tools or planners that were supposed to fix us, and then we immediately abandoned them. I may have got a motion subscription that was supposed to fix my life, and then I forgot to cancel it before I got charged for it. And now I have this software that I'm never going to use because it just doesn't work with the way that I like to organize information. That's just how it goes. So the bottom line in all of this is that there's no perfect tools. There's no perfect system. There is no one size fits all. It's a matter of trying some different tools, figuring out the features that you most need for your specific business, and the platforms that operate in a way that makes sense to your brain, and then implementing them. If you need help choosing the tools that are going to support you and your business, or figuring out how to set them up effectively in a way that makes sense to your brain and the way that you do things, please reach out to me. I am in the process of setting up a comfy way to learn how to set up these tools yourself and customize them to your unique business. So if this sounds like something that might work for you, then please stick around or reach out to me and learn more, because this is going to be a stress-free, exciting way to get a comfortable back end of your business set up and working for you. So if you have any questions about any of the tools or things that I listed in this video, please leave them down in the comments. Don't forget to like and subscribe. And if you know someone who would benefit from this video, please share it with them. I will see you soon.